Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, he's working and not listening, but I want to give a shout out to my brother, Tommy. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, brother. And I had a Facebook friend that's a listener to the show asked me if I was interested in this. It's coming up. Didn't know about it till today. I didn't know about it till she told me. But it's Marcus Luttrell's Patriot Tour, and they are going to be in at the Folly Theater. Now, this is in Kansas, and at 7:30. And I do have a phone number that you can call. Now, this is the gentleman that wrote the Sniper book about Kyle Sniper. I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, the number to call if you're interested in going to this is 816-474-4444. You can buy the tickets, and it's the FollyTheater.org. She's giving me all kinds of information here. He is, if you'll remember, Marcus Luttrell is the former United States Navy SEAL who received the Navy Cross and the Purple Heart for his actions June the 2005 facing the Taliban fighters during the Operation Red Wings. Luttrell was in the hospital, Corpsman First Class. I'm sorry, I skipped a line there. But these are the ones who wrote in the movie, if you remember the movie, The American Sniper, with you remember that movie, and he's the one who wrote it. And also, Chris Kyle's wife is going to be there, and they will be speaking as well. So, the number to call if you're interested, and this is in Kansas, and I'm not sure where in Kansas, if it's in Lawrence, it's the Folly Theater, 816-474-4444. That's 816-474-4444. Now, she just sent this to me on Facebook, so I don't have a lot of information. That's what I have. It's something I think that many of you would like to go to if you can, if they still have tickets. And I think they do. She said she just got hers this morning. So try that and see. Yesterday, we were talking about vigilance. I had the Zwirlings on, and they wrote the book, Vigilance, the Price of Liberty. And they are making a little donation to the show if you order the book through them. Now, this offer is only going to be good through the 8th of October. They're only keeping it up for 2 weeks. And the price that I will get per book is $2.50. So if you will go to that, I really highly recommend the book, not because I'm getting a little kickback to help the show, but because I think it's a very good book, and I have it here. I don't have it here for you. I have one for me that I have been looking at. But you go to usvigilance.com, usvigilance.com, and you click on the CSE icon. Now, they've actually got the banner that's a copy of the banner that's on my website, and it's towards the bottom of the page. You can see me sitting there in front of the microphone. And just click on that, and that's how you'll get your discount. They're also giving my listeners a discount. And then $2.50 will go to the show. As we talked to them yesterday, I was visiting with you a little bit. I mentioned Nathan Hale. Now, if you remember, he's the young man, very young man, that was hung for treason by the British because he was spying. He volunteered to do a mission for George Washington. And he was caught, and without a trial, they hung him. They wouldn't allow him to get word home. They wouldn't allow him to write anything down. They just hung him. So apparently there were people there that witnessed it that did tell the story later. And in the Excess Journal, And I shared this yesterday, and I wanted to share this again today as we get started on politics. I've got some breaking news, and I'm almost positive you've already heard, if you've had the news on at all, that just happened this morning. And then I want to talk about some of the other things. But as we listen and watch politics, you know, I was kind of discouraged when I came in looking for news, because I'm kind of sick and tired of the same old politics. I'm sick and tired of the same old stories. And it's all about who said this, who said that. He called me names. She called me this. You know, it's, you know, I'm tired of it. That's not going to help our nation one little bit. Where are the Nathan Hales of today? Not that I want everybody hung. I'm not saying that. But where are the Nathan Hales today that love their country so much that they would risk that? I dare say there's very few in D.C. right now that would risk anything for this nation. Anyway, in this journal, this was stated of Nathan Hale. At the gallows, he made a sensible and spirited speech. Among other things, told them they were shedding the blood of the innocent, and that if he had 10,000 lives, he would lay them all down, if called to do it, in defense of his injured, bleeding country. Injured, bleeding country. We are an injured, bleeding country today. We see that with the debt that we have hanging over our heads, which makes us slaves. Basically, it makes us slaves to the government, and it makes our nation slaves to those we are indebted to. Make no mistake about that. Well, they believe that Hale might have got his little saying, you know, give me liberty, not give me liberty, I regret that I have but one life to lose for my country, from a play that was written and was played, the play Cato. And it was written by Joseph Addison in 1712. And George Washington made sure that the troops saw this play. And this is coming out of that play. How beautiful is death when earned by virtue. Who would not be that youth? What pity is it that we can die but once to serve our country? You know, we've been debating and we're all in awe. I'm stunned that we would, not that we would welcome refugees in, but the refugees that we are welcoming in are very, it's very suspicious that many of them, even a few would be too many, are actually terrorists coming in to invade this nation. And we're welcoming them. Without really good security, I know they say they're going to check it all out, but how well has that worked in the past? But very few Nathan Hale attitudes exist today. You know, even you and I, we get discouraged and we don't want to make those phone calls and we don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. I don't want to say something. I don't want to embarrass myself. But very few have that attitude that they would die for this nation, an injured and bleeding country. And we definitely are an injured and bleeding country as we debate Planned Parenthood, the innocent lives that are taken. And people that want to defend that will stand up and say it's about women's health and women's rights. And abortion is not about a woman's health. In fact, it's risking her health. She's taking a risk to shed a life that's inside. Well, we're going to come back. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And I have the breaking news about House Speaker John Boehner. He's going to step down. About time, don't you think? 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And as I was going into that break, I said, we have the breaking news. I should have started out with it, but I wanted to say happy birthday to my brother and get some other things out of the way. But House Speaker John Boehner is going to step down at the end of October, I do believe. And we have a caller. We have Davey from New York. Dave, how are you today?
Pretty good, Beth. You know, I mentioned once before Walter Jones, the congressman from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and he had co-sponsors. They had a bill out to get rid of Boehner, and they've made reference to it on the news since, you know, his initial step down, and that's really what was behind it. Walter Jones is like the new Ron Paul, only he seems to be getting more action sometimes. I know he wanted the 28 pages released, you know, that implicated Saudi Arabia and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, it just gives you a little bit of hope.
You know, it does, but you know, he's only stepping down because he was beat.
Well,
he wouldn't be stepping down if they didn't have the votes to get rid of him, and they should have done it when they had the election last fall.
Yeah, but now, I mean, now obviously it's a bigger story than if it were last fall because it's midterm or whatever, and
okay.
Here he goes. So, you know, it's not it is, you know, like a little glimmer, you know, that, you know, I think it's Luke 8, verse 17 talks about, you know, everybody being, or, you know, people being exposed, you know, for what they really are. And I think whether it's through our prayer or whatever, you know, people are starting, and people are waking up.
I think they are, you know, and I know that there's a lot of controversy over the Trump, you know, but I think the only reason that these ones that are in the lead, and I'm trying to figure out which polls to watch, you know, you see all kinds of things on the polls, but is because these four front runners are non-GOP. I think people are fed up with the Republican Party, and even now they're still the GOP, the National, the NRA. They're trying to manipulate it even still, as they, you know, when Scott Walker pulled out, he was saying, you know, we need that money to all go. And I think they're pointing, I think they've about given up on Jeb, but they're pointing to Rubio now. And it's like, they're going to pick who we want. Now, I'm not 100% sold on Rubio, but.
And I'm not sold on Trump. I see.
No, I'm not either.
I believe his job is to get in there and, you've got Scott Walker gone, which was probably, you know, one of the top two guys who should have been, and Rand Paul is gone. Now, before Trump got involved.
Rand Paul is gone?
Well.
He hasn't bowed out yet, but basically he's not getting enough. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, in a popularity contest, end of it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you hear people going, saying stupid things, knocking his curly hair. What does that have to do with it?
It has nothing to, and making fun of Trump's hair, too. I mean, he's taken enough hits on his hair that I guess he's allowed a few insults.
I just have a feeling that Trump is doing his job, and anybody that really was going to be competition will be gone when Trump goes. And then you'll be left with, hate to say it, Jeb Bush.
Oh, I hope not. I hope they stay in there.
That's their game plan.
I hope not. I really hope you're wrong on that. But, yeah, you can see it kind of unfolding as they, you know, and I was kind of disappointed in Walker. Yeah, I know he doesn't like Trump, but why don't they let the people make the decision? And I think that's what it's all about. I think we, the people, are fed up with them telling us who we're going to vote for. They pick it every time. And right now we've got all these people running, and we're going to see them slowly dropping out. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we're just going to. I hope Trump's not playing with them. I mean,
Maybe more importantly, I heard the Pope say, because I always thought he was a spokesperson for the UN, he said more power should be given to the UN. More power given to the UN. Not just to sit in the background and give advice, but to actually have power. I remember when, was it Michael New refused to wear the UN garb back in the 90s?
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people are aware that apparently they have a fighting force.
Yeah, they do.
They have all the power.
We've talked about it here. I don't talk about it very often, but we've talked about it here when they were on the ground here in the United States. But they brought them in here for something. I can't remember what was going on. They brought them in, and I think people were kind of, well, we don't need them. We got our own. And so, well, I can't remember what event it was, but that they were bringing them in.
Happy birthday to your brother, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Speaking of John Boehner and the things that the House is supposed to be doing and the Senate is supposed to be doing, I have names. You know, I love to give names out. Now, I'm a little confused, so maybe some of you need to straighten me out. I'm a little confused because the senators blocked the spending bill that was defunding Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Now, maybe that's the key right there, that it was only for 1 year. And that was, you know, hopefully to see what, how the investigations go. And so they were going to defend it for 1 year. And the Democrats blocked it. But there were Republicans on board that helped them. And there was only one Democrat that voted to do this. And that was Manchin. And he's a Democrat from West Virginia. Other than that, it was all Democrats with the exception of some Republicans. And then there was one vote. And one not voting, and that was Boxer, and he's a Democrat from the state of California. Now, what confuses me is that Rand Paul was one of them that voted against this instead of to block it. And I know that he's against Planned Parenthood. So I'm not sure what his strategy was here, other than he wants to just get it killed forever, and this was only for 1 year. So they're going to bring it back, and McConnell will bring it back. And it says that it will be a complete funding for it. So, and maybe that's when Paul will vote against it. But I was kind of confused as to why Paul voted nay on this time instead of to defund it for at least 1 year. And maybe it was because of some other things in there, which is one reason I don't like it when they pile things together. But here is the list. It was all Democrats, with the exception of Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, that voted for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Other than that, it was all Democrats, with the exception of 6 Republicans. The 6 Republicans, if I can pronounce their names right, is Aoki. He's a Republican from New Hampshire. Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas. Heller, a Republican from Nevada. Kirk, a Republican from Illinois. Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska. Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky. And Sasse, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. It's S-A-S-S-E, and that's a Republican from Nebraska. So those voted nay on the defunding of Planned Parenthood, meaning it will not be defunded. That was a bill that was to defund it for just 1 year. It had everything else in there, but Planned Parenthood would be defunded for just 1 year. So I'm not sure why Rand Paul voted against that, but my guess is he will be voting against the next one, which will be for full funding. I don't know. I don't understand that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's something I wanted to tell you about. Now, this is what we're seeing coming out of Obamacare. Somebody called me earlier this week on it, and I have seen it since then. I had the article earlier, but I had guests and couldn't share this with you. I don't recognize what this medicine is, this medication, but it jumped. The drug company raised the price on Daraprim from $13.50 a tablet. Are you ready for this? To $750 per tablet. Now, this particular drug is used to treat a life-threatening parasitic infection, and it's stirring up controversy in the healthcare industry following the price change that will leave some patients forking over hundreds or thousands of dollars more than usual. Now, that's a big jump from $13.50 to $750 per tablet, per pill. Now, the bottom line is, it says, Martin Shkreli, I guess, is S-H-K-R-E-L-I, the founder of the chief executive of Turing. Now, the company that made this, they just changed hands, of Turing, defended the company's decision, saying the price is in line with those of other drugs used infrequently to treat rare conditions. This isn't the greedy drug company trying to gouge patients, he said. It is trying to stay in business. Well, if they're worried about their profit line, don't you think $13.50 to $750 per pill is a pretty big profit jump? I do. Do you just judge it by what others are charging on their pill or how much your pill is costing you to make? You tell me. I believe it's greed. Pure and simple greed. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost. Almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Doing okay, Beth. We have, again, America is set up as God, family, and country, and there are hundreds of thousands of Americans right now in various uniforms, both in the military and in the fire departments and on emergency teams and on police and sheriff's departments that are willing to give their lives for this country. They think enough of us.
Yes, they are.
And according to Reinhold Sommerstedt, there are three kinds of people: the people that know what to do and do it, the people that know what to do and do not do it, and the people that don't know what to do. To preserve peace, we make law its guardian. To abandon the law is to abandon peace. It is peace that the warrior seeks. We have been losing the battle because we have failed to fight. The guardians of our liberty, our own courts of justice, have betrayed our trust and have become our opponent. We are now compelled to fight because betrayal of a trust is detestable, because the act of treason is much worse than the deeds of an enemy. For this reason, its punishment is death. That was by Reinhold Sommerstedt. I understand that Beth can still use some money. And the old adage, either we will hang together or we shall hang separately. If those that are listening today do not understand that. If you will not help your neighbor, and Beth is our neighbor, if you won't help her, then once her voice is quieted, then the only thing you can expect is for a knock on the door when the jackbooted thugs come for you, and there will be no assistance for you. If you won't help your neighbor now, and our neighbor is Beth, if you won't contribute some money to the program to help her keep on the air and keep getting out the truth, the news that we're not going to get from any of the controlled news media, then you're not going to help your neighbor. And when the jackbooted thugs and the black uniforms and the black hoods come to your house, believe me, your neighbors are not going to help you. So if everybody that's listening would just send in $1, I mean everybody that's listening would just send her $1 today, I'll bet that she'd be able to operate the station for a few months off of that amount of money. So reach back in there, send what you can, keep her up and keep her going before the voice of liberty is extinguished, and then we're alone in the dark without a light. And Beth, I appreciate everything you do. We're all proud of you, and you take care, and thanks for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. It's, you know, it is tough. It's tough to keep things going. It's not cheap. I had a talk show host from another state call me and wanted to know what I did for sales. And I said, he said, how does your salespeople work? And I said, I am the salespeople. And anyway, it's a fight I'm here to fight for you. It's a fight I'm here to fight for my grandchildren and my great grandchildren to come, because I believe we're a bleeding and injured country right now. And I'm trying not to get hung. I don't want to get hung like Nathan Hale did, but I tell you what, I really, really, really think that you and I have got to do something. Make those phone calls, make the changes there in your own local communities, and get this back to liberty. Ted Cruz, excuse me, got a little frog today. Ted Cruz talks about the GOP leadership, how it won't fight to end Planned Parenthood's federal funding. Now, both of those articles, I have the other one that names the names. I gave that to you. You know, both of them are talking about what's going on. And, you know, you read these articles and you see how it's just a game. They play this political game, and it's got to be, you know, like they're playing chess. I don't get that. I don't get why they can't see the evil and the wrong and the murderous acts of Planned Parenthood and just stop funding it. We should have never been funding it in the first place. That's not what the government's job is, which is the crust of all, the foundation of all of our problems, is because D.C., the D.C. occupiers are doing so many things that are not in their job description and yet not doing the things that are. That's why we have an immigration problem, because they have not done their job in D.C. It's plain and simple. And I read these articles, and I skim through some of them because it's, you know, it's a short time, and I've got a whole bunch and gob of them in the mornings. But I read through these articles, and they're just playing games. The rhetoric in the articles. D.C., has very few things that they should be doing. And when they take on tasks that is not in their realm of job description, we see chaos. We see disaster. Obamacare is a disaster. Now, why isn't somebody jumping on this deal with this company that's jumped the price from $1,350 to $750? One tablet. Wouldn't you like to have the cost analysis of that one pill? How much does it cost them to make that one pill? He didn't say they'd done a cost analysis on that. He said they compared it to other drugs that were for rare diseases and what they were charging. So it had nothing to do with a cost comparison. It had everything, I mean, not what it costs them to make the particular tablet, a pill, that medicine for a rare disease. They were comparing what other people are charging. Well, that's not how you do it. But $1,350 to $750, that's a big jump. That's a huge jump. Well, Ted Cruz was saying that the leadership just doesn't know how to fight. Now, we're all excited about Boehner leaving. I'll be real excited when I see who's taking his place. I'm anxious to get rid of him. We should have got rid of him a long time ago, as far as I was concerned. He should have never been reelected into that position, and neither should McConnell. But Cruz is saying that they don't know how to fight, and I agree with that. They don't. Why is it so difficult to stand for that which is right? Why is that so difficult? Well, because their D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Now, I want to take Ted Cruz at face value as what he says, and he's got a pretty good record of fighting. He's still a politician. He's going to have to prove himself to me. But I don't trust Jeb Bush at all. And the only thing I trust about Trump is the noise. He's making noise, and he's making people pay attention. He's saying things he shouldn't. And he's making everybody scared. And I hope that Dave's wrong or Mike's wrong or whoever said it. I hope they're wrong about him bowing out at the last minute and leaving Jeb Bush in place. And if I get to have Trump on, I'm going to try to do that. If I get to have him on, if he's brave enough to come on CSC Talk Radio and talk to the real people, we're going to ask him that question. Are you truly serious? I know you're spending a lot of money, but you got a lot of extra to spend. Are you truly serious? Have you had a change of heart? Because you're a businessman, so, you know, basically, he knows how to occupy those offices and cut deals. But will he be willing to cut the deals that will be best to truly make America great again is his slogan. Is he really that way? Or is he going to make American corporations better? And we got to have the businesses in order to have the work. But we need to have things made in America. We need to be a productive nation once again. Right now, as Nathan Hale said, we are an injured and bleeding country. Now, John Boehner out. I have no idea who they're going to put in. Trump's making insults to everyone. I have another one he's got here. He's in big trouble for it. I want to talk about that when we come back from this break, because this time I'm on his side. I don't think he said anything wrong. Of course, there's a few other times that I thought he got criticized for little to nothing. You know, it's politics. They're always fighting. He needs to be a gentleman about it. There's no doubt about it. We don't need a Don Rickles. We need somebody that's brave enough to run. He's rich enough to run. Is he brave enough to really do the right thing? That I'm not so sure about. And that'll be a question that I'll ask him if I can get him on the air. This is Free for All Friday. We're going into the final segment of today's show at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor Discount Gold and Silver Trading as a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the Common Sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow Common Sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, as I was going into that break, I told you Trump's, again, he's in trouble for insulting someone, but this time I'm on his side. You know, I thought what he said about Carly was out of line. I thought what he did with Megan was out of line, but I thought Megan was out of line first. It takes two to fight, you know. And with Carly, I he was just totally out of line. I don't know that he was necessarily really talking about her looks, but her persona, he said. And she does come off very, I don't know, she comes off kind of stern, which is, I'm okay with being stern. But, you know, she was under a lot of stress in that last debate. She handled it very well. Everybody says she won that debate. But I was kind of like some of the rest of them. She very seldom smiled. And, but, you know, I don't see Trump smile a whole lot. He's kind of got a sour look on his face a lot. But anyway, he has said this, and he is taking a lot of fire over it. But he called Sergeant Bo Bergdahl a dirty, rotten traitor. And so he's in trouble for it. So what did I do? I decided this time I'm going to defend Trump. So I went out on Twitter and I started tweeting it out. You know, we need to defend him on this one because this time he's right. It's not an insult. He's telling you what it is. The man was a traitor. Other men died trying to save him. He doesn't deserve honor. He doesn't deserve respect. He's a dirty, rotten traitor. Bergdahl was a dirty, rotten traitor. That part is true. And so I'm not going to ridicule Trump for that one. Now, Rand Paul is still on the Iran deal, as well he should be. And he says the president is in defiance of the law on this Iran deal. You know, it's amazing to me that Congress, both the Democrats and Republicans, now I'm sorry, I'm tired of these party games. And I was telling somebody yesterday that I know that there are registered Democrats out here in this world, in the United States, that I know that they're not any happier about what's going on in their party than the Republicans are about what's going on in their party. Registered Republicans. I know that they would like for their party to start behaving. I know that there are registered Democrats out there that love the Constitution, liberty, and freedom. I know that there are registered Democrats and Republicans out there that both want to have freedom of speech and religion and the Second Amendment uninfringed, shall not be infringed. So why did they constantly go against the constituents? The majority of the American people want Planned Parenthood stopped. They want it defunded. Yet you saw what that vote was. The majority of Americans don't want this Iran deal. Yet we see what the vote is. So while we blame the White House, and there's plenty of blame to go around, you need to keep your eyes on those senators and representatives that you elected, or that are supposedly representing you, whether that you elected them or not. I'm stuck with some I didn't vote for. Says here, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, and David Brody wrote this article, interviewed Rand Paul. Says Senator Rand Paul says President Barack Obama has run afoul of the law, this time on the nuclear deal he struck with Iran. Paul contends that the president is in violation of an Iranian Nuclear Agreement Review Act, the Bob Corker Ben Cardin bill, because the administration didn't provide Congress with all the documentation of the deal, including so-called side deals regarding Iran's nuclear weapon. We think, many of us, that the president is not in compliance with the law. Corker's bill is a law. The president signed it, begrudgingly, but he did sign the bill. It is the law of the land that the president is supposed to send all of the paperwork, and any side agreements on the Iran agreement are supposed to come to us, meaning Congress. But they didn't. This particular administration has been defiant not only of our Constitution. Well, everything is about our Constitution. If he's not going by what this is supposed to be, why would you not show Congress what this deal is? What is in it that you don't want anyone else to see? He says, Paul goes on to say, so I think right now the president is in defiance of the law, but this is not the first time this president has been in defiance of the law. But he should be challenged, and there is discussion of whether this law should go to court and whether or not he will be challenged in the courts as to whether or not he has fulfilled the law. How much unlawfulness, how much corruption have we watched in our administrations? Not just Obama. He's been there a while now, so we've got him to deal with right now. But look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And still, the other news sources will say she's more than likely going to be the nominee. They're still saying that. I don't believe it. I never did believe she was going to be the nominee. I believe she wants it. Just because you want it don't mean you're going to get it. And I think it would be horrible for this nation to give the nominee to Hillary Clinton. Not just because I don't like her, but because of what we have seen. Because of what we know, we've seen her lie. Even those that like her know she's lied. So why would you vote for her? Why would you want someone with such a corrupt heart to lead this nation? Someone who doesn't really love this country. They want to, Obama wants to change the country. And he has, but not for the better. We're in worse shape, more divided as a people than we've ever been. Now, Boehner's bowing out after October. He's going to be gone. And we'll see who gets elected and what's going to happen. But as we watch this campaign for 2016 coming up, and we see all these GOP candidates, and now they're going to start bowing out as the money runs out and putting their allegiance to another. Still, the front runners are the non-GOP. I haven't figured out why Rand Paul isn't up there a little bit higher. He's pretty defiant of what's going on. It just amazes me. But it is up to you and me. We have the power. You know, just like in The Wizard of Oz, when they told Dorothy at the end, you know, you had the power to go home all along. We, the people, have the power. But we have to use that power and initiate that from the ground up, because the ground is how we're supposed to be governed in this nation, locally. Get things straight at home, get things straight in your community, your county, your state, and then we'll straighten out those D.C. occupiers as we all come together and bring America home.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.